All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Caught up with Pete Nelson, the cross-country coach. 2 weeks into the season, still trying to get that first meet out. I know the kids got to be anxious. Another full week of practice, but how have things been going so far?
Things have been really good. We've been seeing a lot of progress. Sometimes in a long summer like this, it's you have some good days, you have some bad days, but we've had some really good workouts, and you can actually literally see the progress some of them have been making. With some times, certain times we've been recording and just watching them run, you can physically see them faster, stronger, going farther. So it's been a good couple weeks we've had.
Well, tell us the difference between speed and distance workouts. You do a little of both, and I know you like to get different terrain. I've seen you on the track, I've seen you on the street, I've seen you, you know, running wherever you possibly can. So I guess kind of compare and contrast the different things you do.
Right now we're trying to spend at least once or twice getting some speed work in, very short distances. We've done some 60 yards up hills, and then we've also done some 200 meter stuff on the track. But then it's early in the season, so we've been doing a lot of longer distance intervals. We've done some fartleks, we've done some we've jogged out to Northside, the Ball Diamond, and ran up those hills. So a lot of hill work to get the legs stronger. That's kind of like our weightlifting, is getting on those hills and really working the legs.
Did you say fartleks? What in the world is that? On a Sunday as I'm interviewing you, I'm learning something, and they say you should learn something new every day. What is that?
It's every cross-country runner's favorite word. A fartlek is it's basically a work off speed play, and it's fast and slow running. So, example, we did actually a fartlek out here once around Apollo and around Intermediate, and an example of what we did is 4 minutes slow, and then you work in some speed with a one-minute race pace. And it's just kind of, you know, we like our slow miles here early in the season and getting miles, 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 but you also have to work different systems and get them used to getting running fast, but also running comfortably. So the idea is to get a little bit of speed work without overstressing the system. So fartlek is just basically, I know, it gets a laugh every time, but it's just throwing in some faster, intense miles amongst the many, many slower miles that you do.
That's like the fifth grade Hampton Elementary School boy coming out of me when I'm in. And also, that I would think that's something Aaron Hart would tell me is like a bait for the bass fishing team, but no, it's a cross-country term. So how many kids you got out, and what do you think of the hand you've been dealt with the boys and girls?
We're currently at 7 boys, so we got a full team on the boys' side, and we're looking at 9 girls.
That's
now
a good number.
Yeah, it's a really good number. The boys team, and we're heavier on the freshmen, and so we're looking to really use up this really good last year we'll have with Riley as our top runner, and we're going to try and advance him as far as we can on the state level and really develop these freshmen around him. But I think the progress I've seen with these younger kids and then you got Braxton Kellett, our junior, is that I think they're a lot more ready to compete than I thought they were initially. With, like I said, relying on so many freshmen is not ideal, but they've come along and they've proven that they are runners now, and so we're looking good on that side. And the girls side, you got that depth, and like I said, there's been a lot of good progress. I think we'll have a good pack too. I told them the other day when we did a 2 mile time trial, I said, today I don't know who our number one is, and I don't know who our number nine is, and it's going to change throughout the season. But I think that means we have a good competitive pack, which can help us come October. So yeah.
Well, I know it seems like a nice bunch of kids too. I was down there running on the track one day during one of your workouts. I was doing 12-minute miles, so back off, everybody. And I got a high five from Riley Coulter. So that's nice. He looks like you got a nice group of kids, really.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. I remember some of the summer runs we did at 7:30 in the morning. I think we could warm up for 20 minutes and nobody would say a word. And now, and it's just part of being at the school at 7:30 in July. But now they've been coming in. They've been a lot of fun, a lot more smiles, a lot more laugh, and a lot more high fives going around. We've done a lot of team bonding stuff. We did a camp out in Iowa. We had our bike and run yesterday, and it paired boys with girls, teammates you may not usually run with. And they had a lot of fun with that. And I saw kids talking to kids that they may not used to, and some really good encouraging, as you know, one person's running, one person's on a bike, and they're a lot of good bonding going on and having conversations afterwards. So,
talking with Coach Nelson on the 25th of August. First meet is Tuesday after Labor Day, right?
Correct.
So good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, good to see Pete Nelson and the Mercer County Cross Country team joining us on WRMJ.